today on Real Radio.
Trials are personally engineered by God. Temptation comes from Satan. Trials come from God. Persecution comes from God. Satan may be used, but it comes from God. God knows. It's Father Filtered.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Faith Under Pressure, begins in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Thessalonians out of concern for them. They were deeply troubled because they thought Christ's return had already happened. A year had passed since Paul's first letter to the church. Now, during that time, an imposter letter was causing the believers great confusion and distress. Their faith, well, it was shaken, believing the tribulation period had begun. They were relating the terrible persecution they'd been having to endure to the end times, so they quit their jobs and began to lose hope. Today, Pastor Jack reveals how outward attacks against us can produce perseverance. A cheerful and hopeful endurance can help shape our character, while long-suffering will build in us patience. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
She's got tears in her eyes, and then she's going to tell me why she has tears in her eyes. I'm not scared. I'm not afraid. I've got peace. I'm so happy. I can't explain it. I've got joy, and I've got tears in my eyes out of gratitude to God, for the Word of God is working in my life. How does she know? Because the cruise ship pulled up? She's got a raise. She's in the middle of a hardship, and the Word of God she found out is true. It's really supernatural. It's not just black and white on a page. It really changes your life. And she is absolutely exuberant over the fact. And that's what Paul wants in the life of this church. That's what God wants in our hearts. And you and I pray, oh God, how about this one? Give me patience. I need to be more patient. Now, the word patient, we've missed it. Queen's English. The actual English is, you know, we don't speak English in America anymore. You notice, you know that. We speak American. You say, I don't understand you. Just take an English test and see if you can pass it. The reason why you have a hard time with your English test is because we speak American. We don't do good on English. The word patience in English is the word perseverance. A continual hanging in there and going on. Continuing on. Patience, we think, this guy, I placed my order 90 seconds ago in that stupid little box, and I don't even have it yet. I can't believe this. Oh, God, I need patience. No, the word is patient means perseverance. The guy sticks his head out of the window and says, it'll be 4 days, 5, 6 days. You turn your car off, you just... That's perseverance, man. God wants us to have perseverance, and the only way that happens is by finding out that he's faithful in the midst of trial and tribulation, and we continue on under the load. And we'll talk about this load here in a moment. He says, because of your faith, it grows exceedingly. That's the only way faith can grow, is when it's planted in a bed of tribulation and trial and testing, of life. And not only that, of love for every one of you all. You guys just love each other. He goes, Your faith is growing in the midst of persecution. Your love is growing in the midst of tribulation. And isn't that something? That's how it is. You guys know that it's true. People who don't have tribulation and trial in their life, you know what we wind up doing? We wind up getting self-centered. I want more, more. Give me, mine. Just like Daffy Duck and that little pearl on the beach running around. Mine, all mine, get away, mine. It's all mine. His life, it's just him. And then this thing explodes, and all of a sudden he's nice to Elmer or to Bugs because he needs them. We get a hardship in our life, and all of a sudden, wow, is this how people, maybe other people are like this? And you start hearing about people who have it worse than you do all of a sudden, and we're a little bit more gentle towards other people. There's grace in our lives now, and it never would have been there without a trial that you're going through now. And you're going through it now because God loves you, and you've been thinking this week that it's because God doesn't love you. You've been listening to the propaganda of the enemy. It's very important. You guys love each other. Man, she's down. Come on, let's go take care of her. They're just falling over each other to love each other as a church. And he says, you know, Paul's saying, he would say today in our tongue, you know, I'm really grateful that all the hardship that you guys have gone through, I know it's been rough, but you know what? We never would have seen such love if it wasn't been for your hardship. People who have it easy are so shallow. I feel sorry for them. They can't talk about anything else but what's on sale at Nordstrom's, or did you see my new floral arrangement? It's like, well, that's cool. It's all going to burn, but that's nice. I mean, it looks fine, but, you know, we all get caught up into that thing. But it's a shallowness. But man, somebody goes through something and there's a beautiful depth about them. It builds a character. We've all been watching the Olympics. You know what? I'm just amazed, always amazed when we see the Chinese athletes. They're so disciplined. They complain about nothing. And you see the Russian athletes, they complain about nothing. And you see the athletes from the third world countries, they don't complain about anything. They're so tickled pink to be there. They got to go on an airplane ride. They're so happy. They say thank you for everything. Thank you. They're just thank you. They're so grateful. It's beautiful. It's the kind of people you want to bless. I got a feeling that's the kind of heart these people had, and Paul was having a good time blessing them. He was a great example to them. Listen to this. Don't get discouraged over these things. Persecution produces true faith in our lives, knocks out all the fake stuff. What do you think Paul's first words were, or encouraging words to a brand new church? Brand new church. Maybe he said, I tell you what, you guys, you need to get a dove on your wall. That's what you ought to do. Get some palm trees, you know, get them from Joe's Cretan palm and plant down here at the corner. No. You guys need to get more air conditioning in here. That's what you need. No. Paul, his encouraging words to a brand new church was in Acts chapter 14. It says that he strengthened the souls of the brethren, encouraging them by telling them that it's through great hardships and through much tribulation they enter the kingdom of God. Can you imagine? In a moment, we're going to ask all of you to come up and come forward, and the buses are going to wait. You come on forward and receive hardship and tribulation, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. You know, who's going to come up? I don't know. Gee, I don't know. What's he doing? What's Paul doing? Come on, Paul, you got to get him up. How are you going to build a church telling them that? They counted the cost and they thought heaven was worth it. Can you imagine? I say this, I think, every week because I want to go so bad. We're going to heaven. We're going to heaven. I know it's hot in here. Oh, it's so hot. Nobody hates the heat more than I do. I hate it. But this is as hot as it gets for us. It's as hot as it gets. We're going to heaven. And Paul said, you know, it's going to be tough. You guys made a commitment. This is great. It's going to be tough. And you know what? I love that. By the way, Jesus said the same thing to a brand new church in John 15. He says, oh, by the way, they've hated my guts in the world. Oh, yeah, Jesus, we've noticed that. They, like, try to kill you every time you walk around a corner. Yeah, well, you know what? They're going to hate your guts, too, because you're not of the world anymore. You've aligned yourself with me, pal, so you better start learning how to duck. That's what he told them in John 15. And he said it again in John 17 in his high priestly prayer. And we want to add Jesus Christ to our BMW logo and to our health club membership and to our whatever we've got going on, and Jesus won't do that. He says, you bring all that stuff to me, batten down the hatches, because this is real. And some of you right now this morning are saying, man, I was kind of thinking about being a Christian. I don't want anything to do with it now. And some of you are saying, you know, I'm a Christian. This is exactly what I need to hear, because I thought I was wigging out. And I need this peace, man. I didn't need to hear this. Well, you know, Peter told us, you just hang in there, because your faith, if you're for real, will be tested and it will come through like gold. But he says, your faith is even more precious than gold. And you want to know something? You want to know what the feeling is? You want to know what the feeling is when God is really working a trial in your life? I hope this kind of grabbed you like it grabbed me. He says in verse 4, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God. I mean, we're telling everybody about what's going on with you guys. You guys are awesome. That's exactly what they needed to hear. For your patience, that's the word perseverance, and faith, that's the word faithfulness at something. faithfulness at something. You've hung in there. He's building them up. You see this? Now watch. In all your, is it persecution or is it plural? Persecutions. It ain't going away. Persecutions. This word persecutions, listen, it's a word that means attacks from the outside. Outside attacks coming in. Wham, wham, wham on you. Look at the word tribulations. And tribulations that you endure. The word tribulations comes from the outward attacks of persecutions. But it is the very tribulation. Listen, the attack comes, or the persecution comes against you. You're hearing it. Oh, no. Oh, this is terrible. Then it goes from your ear into your heart, your chest. That's what the word means, tribulations. Pressures placed upon you. And it's in relation to your chest cavity. It really is. Now listen to this. This is kind of fun. This helped me. It really helped me. The word is thipsis in Greek. Tribulations. Thipsis. Aren't you impressed? That's the real, that's how you say it. I speak Greek. Thipsis. Well, you know what it means? It's a tool. Thipsis was a tool. If somebody was accused of a wrong and he wouldn't confess, they would lay him down on the ground with his face up, on his back, put him on his back. They would turn his face to the side, and they would put a board on top of him. Well, that doesn't sound so bad. Until some Roman soldiers came over with this gigantic block and had a hole in the middle, and they put a stake through it. They'd pick up the block, step over you, and gently set the block down on top of the board. That was called a thipsis. That's what they did to you. It was a tool to get you to confess your wrong or your situation. And what happened is you would eventually suffocate. You had a certain amount of minutes or you would die. So they would place it on you, and then the attorneys would gather around and they'd get their little tape recorder out there. Okay, you got anything to say? And if you had wrong in your heart, you would confess it and they'd lift it up and then you'd go for the remainder of your trial. Problem was, what if you did anything to confess? Interesting. Jesus Christ was bound and beaten, and Pilate was trying to get him to confess so that he could let him go. The only problem is Jesus never opened his mouth because he had nothing to confess. And here's the beautiful thing. I'm only talking to the Christian this morning. Trials are personally engineered by God. Temptation comes from Satan. Trials come from God. Persecution comes from God. Satan may be used, but it comes from God. God knows. It's Father filtered. So the enemy, who's gotten clearance, comes up and lays you flat on your back. Maybe it's through sickness. Maybe it's through emotions. Maybe it's through spirit. Maybe it's through fear, anger. Whatever it is, doesn't matter to him. He needs to get you on your back. Then he gets his little goobers to come over and put the big weight on your chest. Now you feel like you're crushed. Have you ever, listen, I think this is fantastic. Maybe it's just me, because it happens to me. You ever feel like you can't breathe sometimes? I mean, you like forget to breathe sometimes. You're so stressed out about things and about this and about that, and oh my gosh, and you forget to breathe sometimes, and your jaw's tense, and you have a hard time sleeping. And you wake up, sometimes you don't even know why. Spiritual attack, persecution. And the enemy is trying to get us as Christians to confess. Confess what? All we have to do in persecution and trials and testings is say, I've had enough of this. God's left me. He's abandoned me. Remember Job? God engineered a trial for Job. Do you read Job in the morning for inspiration? You know, I really want to have a good day today. I think I'm going to turn to the book of Job. I don't think we do it. Psalms, maybe? Gospels? Great. When you feel like Job. And what did Job do? He was doing great. He's hanging in there. I was born naked. I'm going to die naked. He's hanging in there. And his buddies come and they just chew on him. And you know, it had to be a Monday morning when his wife walked in. And she looked at him and she said, why don't you curse God and die? Well, thank you, babe. I was really, you know, that's exactly what I needed there. He didn't do it. It says, yet in all these things, Job did not sin against the Lord. He praises the Lord, actually. Winds up getting victory. And the Bible says it was God's intention to bless him bigger in the end than he did in the beginning. And Job wound up being super blessed. And if you would have asked Job after the test, would you have done it again? He'd say, yes, sir. Because this weight of glory far exceeds these little momentary things that we go through. And so this block is laid on top of our lives, and you might be going through it right now, and you feel like absolutely quitting and running away. And the enemy's trying to get you to make a confession. God's left me. I feel so lonely. God's abandoned me. How can he be here? I feel so horrible. My chest is caving in. I haven't felt, you know, the warmth of the Spirit. I feel like I'm in a desert. And God is right with you right now, like never before he's right with you. And the enemy is pushing and pushing and poking. And you know how it is. Come on, say something. Come on. Come on, confess that God's abandoned you. Wimp out on your faith, man. Come on. And you don't do it. You just silently, you're there. You have nothing to confess. I will not sin against the Lord. Though he slay me, yet shall I trust in him. A lady this week given a decree. You've got cancer. Big time. Her family's all concerned. We all are concerned. You know what her response is? She was real upset about going to the doctor. Then when the doctor told her the news, she said, everybody straighten up here. God's my God. He's faithful and I'm his kid. I've been his kid for years. He's going to see me through, even if it's through the gates into heaven. What are you guys crying about? Where do you get that kind of strength? From the Word of God coming 18 inches down from the head into the heart by trial and tribulation. There's no other way. There's no other way. And so the enemy's trying to get you to rag on God. And when you're quiet and you hang in there by the grace of God, you wind up blessing him so much. He gets all the glory. And you get, listen, all the peace and hope and faithfulness because God has seen you through to the end. And you make it. And it's good news. And so he says, verse 5, we're done here. All these things, he says, the persecutions and tribulations, well, they're a manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God. Not against us, people, but against those who are watching. That's what it means. You've made it through the trial. The people who don't believe in your God, they're heaping judgment on their own head. They saw you come through and God brought you through, and they're rejecting the same offer that God wants to bless them with. And judgment will come to them. He says, but you, look, you've been counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. I could deliver this message in some Eastern European country, and people would just right now be crying and just, yes, 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 yes. You know why? Because they're just like the Thessalonian church. But we might have it too easy. You can close your Bible, we're all done. I think about this often. I cry about it probably more. We've seen Russian Christians in 3 years grow so deep, so fast. Special grace given to them. And I'm always asking God, why? Why are they doing so well so quick? What's going on? What do you got planned? Could it be, I hope I'm wrong, could it be that God has put the Word of God in their hearts so much and given such a hunger for it that persecution and trial and tribulation is coming to that land again? Could it be that a couple weeks ago when the general issued the decree that the only religions allowed in Russia from now on will be Islam, Buddhism, and the Orthodox Church? That puts the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Methodists, the Catholics, the Calvary Chapels out? Why? Why are they growing so strong, so quick? What about the church in China? So strong. Arrested for your faith, imprisoned. If you're native Chinese, you're a Christian, You're arrested, you go to prison. Federal offense, capital offense. God help us. It's easy to be a Christian today. Here. But people, those of us who are going through it, man, we have hope. We're truly His kids. Father, in Jesus' name, we rejoice in hope, full of glory, because of what You've told us. You've told us in advance to be watching out. Lord, if there's a doubter in the group today, let that be confidence to their heart. That Jesus, You told us in advance that these things would come. That this stuff would come down upon our chest. And God, I want to thank You. If no one else will or could or can, I do now. I want to thank You for the hardships that come in, out of my life. You've told me about them in advance. And so when they come, half the sting is already taken out of it. Because You've already told me. You've told us. And Lord, if You've told us, Your word also says that we will not be able to be pressured beyond that which we were able to take. And so that's hope. And Lord, at the end, when it's all over, it builds depth of character and it strengthens our faith. And without faith, Lord, we can't see You and we can't be at peace. Father, we thank You for Your love. And God, I pray this morning, if no one knows the incredible blessing it is to go through this life with Your security and Your strength, Jesus, that they'd go to the prayer room today and learn how to know You by simply giving their life over to You today, like many of us have. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Faith Under Pressure. Thanks for listening, and be encouraged. The troubles that come against us in this life will be rewarded in the future. And we'll continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. I want to tell you about our YouTube channel. Pastor Jack has over 500 videos on YouTube, lots of content there. Just go to YouTube and search Real Life with Jack Hibbs. You'll get updates there, some interviews, some clips from sermons, special online-only content, time-sensitive news updates, and entire sermons available. You know, sometimes you need just that right thing to say to the right person. Why don't you let Pastor Jack help you through that? Really, anything Pastor Jack wants to share with us online, right there at YouTube, all kinds of content, go check that out. Also, have you got the app for your smartphone or tablet, the iOS or the Android app? It's called the Real Life app, and I'll tell you, it's a great thing to have when you want to connect with Real Radio. Just go to your app store and look for the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet. And by the way, visit our website whenever you get a chance. You can go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You'll find everything there is related to this radio program right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Did you know that this ministry, by the way, is completely backed by you, the listeners? We don't mention that very often, and we thank you for your continued support. If you'd like to donate to this ministry, you can do that right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And let me throw this idea at you. You're strong in your faith, and you know all of us have been there at some point where we'd like to go tell a non-believer about what we believe. We feel strong in our faith, but we're not exactly sure how to share it. Well, Pastor Jack's got a great video that you can either watch yourself and learn from, or it's easy, just send it to an unbelieving friend. It's called Know God. All you got to do is go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Know God tab. It's right there, very easy to see at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You want to learn how to share your faith with someone? Maybe you need just a little bit of encouragement? That's the thing to do. Go check out the Know God tab at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. It's a video that you're really going to like. Also, one more thing before I let you go. Maybe you heard something on the program that sparked your interest, but you forgot to write it down, or maybe you're driving down the street. You don't want to write it down. Did you know if you miss any part of a program, you can catch up right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.